Hey, hey, I'm so excited to be having this conversation with you today, but welcome to another episode of Moments with Ndero, and I'm your host, Modhoni. Season 4 is progressing well, and I hope you are encouraged, inspired, and uplifted. If it is your first time, thank you so much for choosing this podcast, and I hope you'll stay and continue listening. When you get a chance, do leave a positive review on your preferred audio platform so that the podcast can reach a larger audience. And I thank you in advance. So as we enter into the last quarter of 2021, let's be flexible. The dictionary defines being flexible as ready and able to change so as to adapt to different circumstances. 2021 has flown by, yet the pandemic, this cray-cray thing, still lingers. This is draining many of us. Others have resolved to ignore the times. Well, while others are embracing this time to reflect and adjust where necessary, being flexible helps in accepting the things or circumstances that are out of our control. Let's be honest, there are many things in our lives that are out of our control. I'm sure you're thinking of one thing, and I'm thinking about one thing, yet we strive to find ways to control these circumstances, which adds more pressure and depletes us of our energy, peace, joy, and contentment. So I just want us to all take stock of where we are and adapt accordingly. I know it's easier said than done, but don't you want to look at this moment in time and say, I overcame, I grew, or I was brave to make those changes? Your future self is cheering you on to be brave and courageous during this time. This is because your future self sees so much more. And that is this, there's more for you. I'll repeat that because many of us don't believe there's more for us because our circumstances have made us believe that is all there is for us. But I'm here to tell you there's more for you. So I want to set a picture in your mind. Imagine yourself standing by the shores of an ocean. The sand is comforting you as you touch it and stand on it. As you walk closer to the water, it touches the soles of your feet and it doesn't catch you off guard. You expect that. As you take more steps into the water, the levels reach your knees and the small waves crash against your knees. You stand there for a while, taking in the landscape. The ocean is vast and the horizon seems so far, so you squint and you see a ship over there, in the horizon. What could be beyond that point in the horizon? This picture illustrates many of us. Most are comfortable in the shallow waters where they can easily turn around and reach the shore. I can understand, as I have been there, seeking comfort in every circumstance or situation. I didn't step out of my comfort zone, the shallow waters, because I didn't believe that I deserved more. Life can throw many curveballs, and I found myself resigned to a safe way of living. You know, this is all that I have, so let me just accept that. Yet something within me kept drawing me away from the shore, drawing me deeper, deeper into the waters. I couldn't ignore this pulling. I had to venture out and find out what was in the deep waters. As I went deeper, the waves got larger and stronger, and I was overwhelmed, and I kept asking myself, why did I leave the shore? I mean, life was okay. I mean, we were safe. Life was comfortable. Why did I have to leave the shore and get, you know, overthrown with these waves and overthrown with life circumstances and just get so overwhelmed with the changes that are happening? Yet I just knew, and I knew without a shadow of doubt, that I had to continue going deeper into the waters. And this is why, because a thought popped into my mind, there is more. There is more. more to learn, more to see, more to understand, more of you, more of what you can give to the world. There are more spaces and places that need my presence, and so for you. My presence is not to impose myself on others, but for God's light to be shined, for his purposes to be fulfilled in those spaces. So I ask you today, will you step out of your comfort zone? Will you move deeper into the waters and learn more about yourself and your calling, because you are most definitely called to do something on this earth. Your purpose and your calling are aligned to other lives. There are so many people waiting for you to be brave and to step out of your comfort zone so that they can be blessed by your fulfilled actions. But that can only happen if you are brave, if you step out of your comfort zone, if you are courageous. It's okay if you make those changes and everything around you looks different. Everything around you is foreign. But wouldn't you want to do that so that your future self can be grateful that you were brave, that you did more than what people expected of you? Because for some of us, people don't expect much from us. So why not do more for yourself? Not for them necessarily, but for them also to look at you and be like, wow, he was so brave. She was so courageous to believe in herself, to venture out into the deep. Look at what she has accomplished. So I hope you will hold on to these words and just know I am cheering you on. You're not alone in this. I'm also in this. But for me, I think right now I'm just like these deep waters. My goodness, where are they taking me? But I know God is with me. He doesn't lead us into territories that he hasn't been. He has already gone ahead of us because he is the beginning and the end of our lives. So use the faith that you have, even if it's as small as a mustard seed, and just go deeper, deeper into the waters, and just get amazed by what is in store for you, because God has more for you. Till next time, stay safe and be brave.